This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Recycling sounds like something positive, doesn't it? You know, a lot of people who are progressives and environmentalists, they're always into recycling. What about child recycling? That's a term that I heard for the first time today from DHS Secretary Kristjen Nielsen. And she was being interviewed on Tucker Carlson's show. I saw the video clip. And Nielsen described child recycling and the way this works. And by the way, the leftists also support this as well, because they don't care who gets abused as long as they get more illegal aliens into the country to outvote the American citizens. But the way child recycling works is they kidnap children in Mexico or Central or South American countries. All right. So then these kidnapped children are then assigned to an adult that wants to cross the border. The adult, of course, pays money for this. And then the adult claims to be the father or the mother of this kidnapped child. And they trek across Mexico. They get to the border and they claim asylum because liberal left-wing lawyers have told them exactly which words to say to claim asylum. Then, because they can only be held for 20 days, they get released because, you know, families can only be held for a maximum of 20 days. It's called a family, even though it's a fake family. Just like fake news, CNN, you know, this is fake migration, fake families. And then after 20 days, they get released. So the adult disappears somewhere in America, ends up in California with voting rights and a driver's license, because that's what liberals give them. And then the child makes his or her way back across the border where the coyotes grab them again. And then the whole thing happens again. That same child gets reassigned to another adult to carry out the same scam yet again. This is called child recycling, and it is a train of child abuse. And it is endorsed by Democrats as a way to get more adults into the United States so they can outvote the American citizens. This is child abuse. We're talking about the kidnapping and repeated abuse of these children for the purpose of achieving illegal immigration into the United States. Now, that's some sick stuff, right? That's pretty sick that they would kidnap children and use them over and over again to get illegals into the country. That's not even the sickest part of this. These children are the ones who did not qualify for the child sex trafficking that's also carried out by these same people. But this exploitation of children, leftists don't see any problem with it. They want to keep the border wide open. They say there's no crisis at the border. So all these children being kidnapped and raped and sold into sex slavery and used as human mules, essentially, Democrats say that's not a problem. Nancy Pelosi says it's not even happening. Beto says it's not happening. Beto, whatever, however you pronounce his name, says it's a manufactured crisis. When you've got the DHS secretary, Kristjen Nielsen, just laying it out, yeah, they've been busting the child recycling trafficking rings, and they know this is happening, and it's getting worse by the day. Democrats don't care. I mean, so much for the compassion of Democrats, huh? Always claim to be soft-hearted. Oh, we want everybody to feel loved. We don't want any human suffering. But then you point out to them that this open border situation creates this human trafficking and child sex slavery, child recycling rings, child kidnapping. And they're like, no, it isn't. It's not happening. Really? Are you such a complete incompetent moron that you won't even acknowledge reality? So you just pretend that all these horrible things aren't happening to children so that you can get more illegal voters into California or other places, Texas, so that you can have Democrats in power, the same Democrats that don't give a damn about children. I mean, look, Democrats are evil, sinister, anti-human. Democrats are child rapists, child pedophiles, child smugglers. They are the most evil creatures on this planet. They don't care that this is happening. They don't speak out about it. No one on the left is trying to stop this. It's only conservatives and Christians that are trying to stop this practice. That's it. I mean, just think about what that means about society if Democrats were to gain total power. They would silence all Christians. They would try to execute white people and Trump supporters. They would economically sabotage and destroy all conservatism across the country. But they would have probably an open market of like child sex slavery market. They'd probably have like a, I don't know, like a farmer's market in Los Angeles, but it'd be a human child trafficking market on a Saturday afternoon. You walk in there and there's just like auctions on kidnapped children, because that's what leftists endorse. They think there's no problem with that. They don't think it's even a crisis at all. And I know this is shocking stuff, and I know this, you may not want to hear this. A lot of people don't want to hear the reality of what's happening in the world. But this is one more reason why we need to shut the border. Why we've got to stop this. We've got to stop this humanitarian crisis. We've got to stop this abuse of children, this human trafficking. Not to mention the hard heroin drug trafficking and all that. We've got to stop this, folks. And pretending it doesn't exist is not a solution. But that's what the left does. Because the left has no ethics, no morals, no honesty, nothing. Leftists are, they don't even qualify as humans anymore. How could you be a human being and see that this is happening and then dismiss it and say, it's not happening. It doesn't matter. You're not even human. You don't even have a soul. You don't even have a heart if you look at this and just dismiss it. But children being repeatedly sexually raped, abused, kidnapped, taken from their parents. And the left likes to say, oh, Trump is separating children from families. No. It's the coyotes and the drug cartels and the smuggling cartels that are kidnapping children, taking them away from their families, and then assigning them to other people as fake families. Trump's not even separating real families most of the time. It's fake families. And by the way, the law for doing that was fully active under Obama as well. Trump didn't make that law. The whole system is a nightmare, and it's got to be reworked. We've got to stop the illegal immigration. We've got to stop the humanitarian crisis. We've got to stop the child recycling. But again, leftists love recycling. Let's all recycle, including children, really? I mean, that's how evil they are. They're probably all in favor of child recycling. If you were to go out to a university with a microphone and a clipboard, and like, oh, we're taking a poll. Are you in favor of child recycling? And they'd be like, yeah, we think all recycling is good. You know, some stupid college bimbo. Oh, it's all recycling. We got to save that planet. Do you even know what is happening to these children? Do you have any idea? No. To be a liberal, you have to be utterly clueless. You have to be disconnected from the real world. You have to lie to yourself constantly, and you have to be totally selective in what you allow to enter your consciousness. You just have to dismiss anything that doesn't conform to your twisted agreement, your worldview. That's it. You just lie to yourself all the time. That's how you be a progressive. Oh, and progressives are the bigots too. Progressives are like, we have to silence everybody that we don't like. In the name of diversity, yeah. It's just, how can you be such a liar to yourself and be a racist bigot while claiming to be a progressive, tolerant, diverse person who loves child recycling? These people are insane. Again, they're not even human anymore. They've lost all humanity. It's gone. Now they're just like idiot zombies who run around just destroying everything in sight. That's what they've become. It's really sick. It's beyond sad. It's like the collapse of humanity. The zombie apocalypse is here. They're called Democrats. Unreal. Stay informed. This is only going to get crazier by the day. Read my websites, naturalnews.com and newstarget.com. Spread the word. This is real. This is happening. I just quoted the secretary of DHS, in case you're curious. In case you think I'm making this up, go look it up yourself. Be informed. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA.
MAGA. At the Health Ranger store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.